Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Well, I'll tell you something. With this nice weather continuing through the weekend, I've got a formula figured out for watching Sunday's Bears game. Tell me what you think about this. I've got a magic number, and my magic number will be 90. Here's how it works. If the temperature on Sunday at noon, plus the points the Bears are losing by at some point during the game, add up to 90, then I go outside. That's it. You get it? So if it's like 60 degrees out, and it probably will be, I think high of 65 Sunday. If it's 60 and the Bears fall behind by 30, yeah, then we hit 90, and that's it. I stop watching. I get outside.
Okay.
If it's 70, then they only have to be losing by 20. That's my formula.
Normally, I would say, well, it seems unlikely that they're going to be losing by that much, but I'm not sure, Bob.
I hope that I end up staying in and, you know, they win.
I don't think it's going to be that bad.
Okay.
Boy, is that ever an endorsement.
Extremely local news time now from Block Club Chicago. Good morning to Seamus Toomey. And let's talk about Clark Street, Seamus. That three-block section of Clark has been closed for outdoor dining from Grand Avenue to Kinsey. But now there's a fight about what to do going forward. What's happening?
Hey, Bob. Yes, good morning. The closure of Clark between Grand and Kinsey was pretty popular. It was one of the first shutdowns that the city did during the pandemic. There's a bunch of restaurants and bars right there. They were able to build outdoor patios and really expand their outdoor dining. The mayor wants to extend this permanently from May 1st through October 31st every year. But there's an influential neighbors group over there. It's called the Streeterville Organization of Active Residents, or SOAR, and they've fired off a letter to the mayor saying, you know what, traffic's getting back to normal. We can't spare Clark Street the same way we have over the past couple years. It reroutes traffic into our neighborhood. It slows down emergency vehicles. And this is also in the context of the Bally's temporary casino coming to Medina Temple a couple blocks away. So They're throwing that in there as well. We're saying we're expecting more traffic from that. Please don't take away Clark Street for us permanently. During the warm months, during the months when the when the Bears score is less than 90,
when there's more traffic. Well, it is kind of a nice little outdoor cafe scene there, and it has been, hasn't it?
It really is. It's it reminds you of places in other cities where where they make it much more walkable, much more cafe friendly. Clark Street right there it's a pretty wide street, and there's a lot of activity on it, and seeing it quieted down and calmed down for pedestrians and for bikers and for diners, it is something. It's got sort of a European feel to it, so it kind of changed the dynamics of that neighborhood for sure.
Yeah, no, traffic is the issue. I get that. One of the best kept secrets in Chicago the last few years has been this ice skating at Wrigley Field, and now they're expanding that, and you can go inside the park, can't you?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think there was going to be anything cooler than the skating ribbon in Maggie Daly Park, because that is really a fantastic place if you're an ice skater. But being able to skate inside Wrigley Field will be a pretty dynamic venue. This is going to be the first time they have been doing it outside in that little park that they built where the Yum Yum Donuts used to be for old time Cub fans. they're moving it inside, and they've made a 12,000 square foot rink. It's going to open November 18th and run through a little bit past the beginning of the year. And it's going to be a whole winter wonderland, they're saying. There's going to be a Santa's Village. The Chris Kindle Market will return to the outside plaza, but bumper cars and slides and all kinds of all kinds of Wrigley things. But I think really the highlight, besides the mulled wine at Chris Kindle Market, will be just being able to bring your skates and skating around. I'm not sure if it's the infield or the outfield, but I would put my money in probably the outfield. They like to treat that infield pretty well.
Yeah, even people who don't like to skate want to get in there and enjoy the friendly confines in the wintertime. There's more at blockclubchicago.org. Also, a very unique tour across the South Side from Block Club. They'll get you the information. Seamus, thanks. Have a good day.
Okay, Bob, you too.